From the Financial Times in London, I'm Giles Wilkes, and this is FT News. Prime Minister Theresa May has given the go-ahead to the £18 billion Hinkley Power Plant, Europe's biggest energy project, and the UK's first new nuclear plant in a generation. It's a move welcomed by French developer EDF and Chinese state-owned investor CGN. The FT's Alan Livesey joins me to discuss.
Okay, Alan, the big news today, of course, is that the £18 billion nuclear project at Hinkley on the Somerset coast has been approved by the UK government. So now there's been a lot of storm and anger about whether we should be doing this at all. It's incredibly expensive. The French labour unions don't like it. The French finance director of the company resigned over it.
That's not to mention how people feel about it here.
Yeah, exactly. So nobody really likes this project. But leaving aside all that politics, tell me about EDF. I mean, should EDF be celebrating that this stage is over?
Well, I think to a certain extent, it's been 3 years talking about it. They've gone through another UK government. There's been stops, starts, delays, not the least of which in July, where Theresa May's government put a halt to the project.
And that was about something to do with the Chinese, I understand.
Yeah, so the Chinese are meant to be roughly a third of the Hinkley Point project, two-thirds to EDF. The thing is, the EDF is a very indebted state-controlled, French state-controlled company. They need projects to go right.
Yeah.
This was one that they had hoped would do well.
Yeah.
The return, if everything is completed on time, on budget, which is already tricky, they're not going to pour any concrete, as I understand, until 2019.
Yeah.
Right? That was going to give them a 9% return. Now, interest rates are very low.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, 9% seems like, well, now we understand why they want to do it.
Yeah, surely. But then they have to be on time, on budget. And I think we were talking about some figures.
Yeah.
You know, if they're off by a couple of years, very possible. Look what happened in the last few years. Off by 2 or 3 years, cost overruns, and suddenly that could easily go to 8, 7, 6 percent return.
And if I understand it right, they've got debt of something like $36 billion.
Net cash flow.
I know they run a whole bunch of nuclear power stations in France, but they're not yet generating cash.
To be fair, electric utilities are often stretched in terms of cash flow. But this is a company who's got a lot of projects going. Some of which are delayed. One in France, one in Finland, badly delayed. They haven't had positive free cash flow, at least since 2011, and that's only if I include some asset sales.
Right. So, in other words, to summarise, I mean, they're pleased this delay's out of the way. They don't want to be held in suspended animation for long. But how's the share price reacted today, and how would you react as a shareholder?
I think the expression is meh.
Right,
okay. It fell about 1.5% today.
Right.
So the reaction is show me more. I think the market wants to see more. They still have to show how they're going to get debt down. We would expect some sort of an equity issuance in order to help pay for some of this.
Yeah.
And there are still some questions about whether the Chinese are really going to be allowed to participate in this or want to, really.
So a lot of uncertainty yet to come, a lot more equity to be raised. No wonder the shareholders are shrugging. So, thank you, Alan.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.